Well, we definitely have to continue playing this style of defense, no matter what. Reyes was a guy who helped start it. You know, he's a guy who played this game, you know, with reckless abandonment. And, you know, he's a guy who, like I said, is respected by so many people because he's built this. He is the face of this. You know, everybody in Baltimore, everybody in the surrounding areas, everybody knows who Ray Lewis is and what he has done. You know, this guy has been through it. You know, he's been through all the name calling, the media. Everybody want to dog him. Everybody want to praise him, you know. So he's been there. He's done that. And, I mean, like I said, this is truly a blessing to be able to say, like, I've suited up with that cat and went out to battle with him.
And aren't all these questions about Ray? What about the big task at hand this Sunday?
You know, I think, you know, that it's up to us, man. We have to take care of this team that's coming in here. You know, this is a very good team. You know, luck is beyond his years. This guy is a very, very special talent at the quarterback. He's a humongous talent, and we respect him so much. You know, you look at this class of rookie quarterbacks, probably the best I've seen in a very long time. You know, you got three rookie quarterbacks that have led their team to the playoffs. But like I said, for the coach coming in, you know, it's gonna be great seeing Chuck. It's gonna be great seeing some of the old teammates, the coaches. But I think, you know, it comes down to us. We got to play ball. You know, you're not going to win a game through the media, through the paper, or anything like that. You're going to win a game between the whites. And I think we have to continue to play Raven football. We have to play at a high level. We have to hit. We have to out-hit them. We have to make more plays than they do, you know, in order for us to go to the next round.
Bernard, emotion's kind of a two-edged sword in this game. Ray's going to come out of that tunnel on Sunday, and that's going to be a hugely emotional experience for the fans and for the team. Does that push you forward into the game, or is there a danger of it draining something?
You got to lead your emotions where they're at. You know, it's about us playing this game. You know, you can't attach emotions to it because, you know, I would rather be emotional winning at, you know, Lombardi. I would rather cry holding a trophy. I would rather hug my teammates, you know, send Ray out right. You know, so I'm not trying to get emotional, you know, by us saying, okay, well, this is our last game, you know, whatever. You know, it's about us going out and play football. You know, we are trying to get to Louisiana. You know, we're trying to find the quickest route to Louisiana. Right now we have a rest stop in Baltimore, and we're playing a team here. And, you know, wherever our next place is, we'll drive there.
I always felt that Ray played with a lot of joy. Did you ever see that out on the field?
Yeah. Ray, for us as players, period, if we ain't happy about the game that we play and we get the money that we make playing this game, and just the opportunities that are being set up, you know, for us after football because of this game, that it's a shame if you don't have joy. You know, God has blessed us with a talent to be able to play this game. He's put us on a stage, you know, and so Ray has taken advantage of it. And, I mean, like I said, he is a Hall of Famer. He is a guy who's respected by so many. And, you know, he's played this game for 17 years at the middle linebacker position. And the way he hits, the style of play, you know, that he's played in the last 17 years, you know, that's crazy.
You alluded to this earlier, but, I mean, he kind of laid the bricks around here. There was no Baltimore Ravens before his rookie year. I mean, that had some poignancy to it, don't you think?
Well, you know what? Ray is the face of this. You know, Ray built this. He helped build it. And, I mean, I just think for us as his teammates, we owe him. You know, we owe him. We owe the city of Baltimore. We owe our coaches, our families. You know, let's make this thing great. You know, these we're in the playoffs, man. You know, why can't you be happy about that? Why can't we, you know, we got to find it. You know, and that's one thing Herm always said, find it. You know, what is it? Whatever it is, go find it. And for the playoffs, it is the Lombardi. And we got to take it one game at a time.
What is it like tackling Anquan Boldin when you play against him? How tough is that to bring together?